When the Snow Lay Round About by James Forsyth. With David Buck as King Wenceslas, Mary Wimbush as Queen Drahomira, Philip Sully as Prince Boleslav, and Rosalind Adams as Sunny. On a summer evening of 1968, 1 hour before midnight, Warsaw Pact troops, moving with the coordination of an imperial army of the empires of the past, crossed the mountainous frontiers of what was once Bohemia. By breakfast of the following day, the whole of Czechoslovakia was under Russian control. In Prague, the ancient capital of the Bohemian kings, the bronze statue of Wenceslas looked down on stunned citizens and rumbling Russian tanks. Wenceslas looked down. Once again, the foreign hordes had come. This time, it was the crusaders of the new righteousness, riding their armored steeds against the infidels of the West and the heretics of contemporary Bohemia, Czechoslovakia. 1,040 years before, in the year 928, the imperial army of the Franco-Germanic Empire crossed the mountainous frontiers of little independent Bohemia. Under the command of Henry of Saxony, they also advanced at a slower, but no less ruthless pace, upon Prague. Once there, Henry the German faced King Wenceslas. Down below the royal castle, and in the forest edge beyond the great river which skirts its rocky base, a peasant is gathering firewood of winter windfalls. With him, his young nephew, Samo. At least, that's what Yanni thought.
Samo!
Where could the young devil... Where's here?
Up here! Up in the tree! The branch above your head!
What the devil do you think you are, a squirrel? Now come down out of there!
I'm coming! Oh!
Samo, back up towards the trunk! Oh! Holy moly, monsieur! Just... Samo? Samo?
Ouch, that hurt.
It was meant to. You could have broken your leg, your arm. And look at that mud that's on you now.
I couldn't know the branch was rotten, could I?
You could know that this was no day to take idiot chances.
These clothes weren't going with me anyway. Oh, it's torn your green cape. Sorry, Uncle Yanni.
No thanks to you, the branch didn't crack my skull. Now, where's the wood you gathered?
Over there.
Right, add some of this dead stuff you brought down with you and bundle it all up. The light's going.
Oh, look, Uncle. Little stack of loggins all ready, and they're old and dry.
Put that down. But, if you don't want another clip round the ear, do as you're told. That's King's Wood for castle fires, not ours.
There are no patch of the forests.
I know my patch, Pat. I cut them last year, and they're for up there. Look, see, the lamps are being lit up now. Just think, Samo. By tomorrow's sundown, it could be you that's lighting the castle lantern.
We need firewood more than the king.
Wrong, Patch, wrong. The king has 20 hungry fires to feed, if he's to keep his castle half as snug as our hut. I hope his wood fires are helping now to take away some of the chill that's in the heart of his holy Saxon guest.
You mean the emperor?
Saxon king. No emperor, yet. Henry the Fowler, they call him. And he's got some of the hawk in him.
I saw some of his knights today. They were looking into the forest chapel. Are they Christians too?
Supposed to be. Here, help me get this on me back. I don't trust that imperial hawk, and he don't trust us. Or why has he kept hundreds of armored knights round the castle and up the river by the ford?
Shall I tell you something, Uncle Yanni?
Probably, so make it short.
I'm really scared about going up there.
Well, as his page, you'll be close to the king, and you don't have to be scared of him. Everybody's scared of a new job. Well, I'd be worried if you wasn't.
You're not scared of anything, are you, Uncle Yanni?
Of course I get scared. We all do.
What scares you, Uncle Yanni?
Oh, I don't know. Lightning and the lone tree. The grip of a fire on a forest that's dry. And, females. And that female Drahomira right now.
Who's she?
Who's Drahomira, boy? Going up to be page to the king and you don't even know the name of his mother?
But I thought her name was Dromedary. Well, that's what Tata and Igor call
that's
her.
That's the nickname the forest folk give her. Because she drinks no water, keeps going forever, and gives us all the hump.
And is it true what Teta says about her?
What's that?
that Dromedary killed off King Wenceslas' grandmother.
Boy,
because...
One thing remember when you get up there. Give ear to every tale you're told, but don't repeat any. All I know is that she's like a witch with a warhorse for a broomstick. You never know when or where she'll swoop on you.
How could such a nice man as Wenceslas have such a witch of a mother? Hey, Uncle Yanni?
How could you have had such a devil of a father, God rest his roasted soul? Because your mother was an angel. So was the father of Wenceslas. An angel with a flaming sword, standing at the gates of Bohemia, protecting the Garden of Eden this country was to become, can still become now, if only Wenceslas can be let alone. We have peace here, the king's peace. The sort of peace that will let a promising young sapling like you grow as great and as strong as that great tree standing there in the clearing. Jesu, a lantern. Who could be coming this way through the forest now? Oh, no. Talk of the devil. I know that voice. Boy, it's her. It's your dromedary. And on foot. Get down. Down behind our bundles. Down.
Who's with her?
Boleslav, brother of Wenceslas.
Shh. Oh, now, look. My cape is torn. And my best riding boots...
Clothes can be sewn and boots don't bleed.
A complete folly to come this way. And on foot. By carriage.
By carriage we could have been stopped.
We're stopped now. And not by Saxon knights, but by Bohemian mud. We'll be up to our knees in it if we go on.
Oh, now, my old knees. Now, get your breath back, boy. Well, I hitch up my skirts.
Oh, mother, mother, are we peasants?
Yes, and we'll be royal peasants till the day we die. Hey, look. Castles are swarmed with torches. The Emperor must still be there.
And were I the King of Bohemia, he'd never leave it.
And we'd never survive your folly. There is to be no bloodshed. Not yet. But Boleslav, get this clear. If your brother treats with the Emperor so that Bohemia is brought within the Imperial sway for our so-called protection, then nothing must be allowed to protect him. It is fate you must leave to me.
What do you mean?
Oh, boy. I'm not unaware of the love that continues between you two, nor should you think my love for him dead. But if Wenceslas signs away the independence of Bohemia, then he is a traitor, and as a traitor he has to die.
But you...
Boleslav, nothing is now so precious to me as the independent survival of this country.
Nothing?
Not even your life, my dear one. Certainly not mine. One thing I do respect in the Christians is that they see human sacrifice as a necessity, and it sometimes is. Oh, we go.
Plowing through mud like peasants.
We began with the plow and the horse, so we will plow on now, and you will be horse. Now, take me up.
Oh, Jesus Christus.
When you swear, boy, swear by something really sacred to you. Now, take me up.
How you enjoy degrading me.
The truly degrading thing would be that one son proved too weak to make a good king and the other too spineless to make a good horse. Now, stoop.
What a woman. Who's the dromedary now?
What was that?
Shut it, boy. On your knees. On your hands and knees, quick.
My mother, get down.
Someone laughed. That was no animal sound.
There. You.
Run. No, don't. No, don't run too late.
You. Stand where you are.
Oh, dear God, help us. Samu. Leave this to me. Kneel down. Your Majesty's...
Who is it?
Who the devil are you?
Yanni, Excellency. King's forester and my brother's son.
And what are you doing here at this hour?
Gathering wood for our fire. I live by St. Agnes
Fountain, you are hiding.
Sir.
Why?
Stealing the king's wood.
Oh, no, sir. No, only Windfall wood. Show their Excellency's son.
Then why were you going to run?
We were afraid that...
That what?
Afraid that having heard what we said...
No, no, I would never repeat.
Ah, so you did overhear what we said, did you? Answer me.
Answer the Queen Mother? Or with this hunting knife?
Please,
pig?
Please, Your Majesty. We are faithful people. We are forest folk who know how and when to hold our tongues. The boy's trustworthy, too. Ask the King. Why else would he have chosen this boy to be his own page?
Whose page?
King Wenceslas.
Chose this boy for his page.
This wood was for a fire to make the boy's farewell supper. Tomorrow he goes up to the castle to start work.
Well, I think you'd better start work tonight, boy. What's your name?
Samo.
Good name. A great savior of Bohemia, Samo was. Would you like to help save Bohemia, too, from the invaders?
Of course.
The boy will come with us.
Oh, your majesty, his clothes and his...
And you, old forester. You go back to your hut. Yes, I remember you. Well, Yanni, if you breathe a word of what you heard me say this night...
I understand, your majesty.
Say goodbye, boy.
Uncle!
Oh, Samo, God is good. Remember that tree? We are the root.
Yes.
And don't forget us down here in the forest.
Go off with you, old root.
Uncle Yanni, tell Chatter I...
Home, old dog, and take your bundle of wood with you.
I'll miss you, Samo.
Uncle.
Come here, boy. You see this Scythian dagger at my hip?
Excellency.
It slit the throat of a red stag today. And it will slit your throat. If you don't prove to my mother and me that what your uncle said was true, that the forest folk know how to hold their tongues.
Well, we do.
Then prove it right now. Put out your tongue. Out. Right out. Now, hold it. Right.
Oh, no!
Was that necessary?
Yes.
You could have severed the boy's tongue.
Only a chuck under the chin. But, boy, taste the blood, do you?
Yes.
Your blood. So, taste it. And never forget when you get up into that castle there to hold your tongue whenever you attempt to say anything about what happened down here. Or else all your blood is going to do what the blood of that stag did today. Stain the earth. Now, on through this mud. Up, mother, and on.
Get out, idiot. I'm going to bed.
Mother, I have to know what you told the boy to do.
I only told him to repeat to me what Wenceslas says in private. Have you left them together?
I'm taking him in now.
It was foolish to delay. The Emperor may go tomorrow. There's bound to be more talking tonight.
He was obviously suspicious of our sudden arrival. What did Wenceslas say to you?
Nothing. Nothing. He would never turn away the traveller at his door. I'll go now. Take the boy in to Wenceslas.
Ah, Boleslav.
Boy, there is your king.
And who is this?
By a strange coincidence, we met your new page at the forest edge. And his uncle, the forester, old Yanni.
Welcome, boy. Yes, I know your uncle Yanni. When he worked at the castle and I was a boy, it was he who taught me how to split wood, how to think the axe right through to the chopping block. Samo is your name, isn't it?
Yes, Majesty.
Well, Samo, this can only be a very brief welcome. Go, stand by the fire while I see Prince Boleslav out. Brother, you must forgive me if I cannot talk to you till tomorrow when I...
I know, but brother, as you talk with your imperial guests, please remember that though he speaks for an empire, you speak for a people who will never pay for peace by servitude.
There is, brother, service and servitude. King Henry and I serve the same God, as do my people.
But that's not true. Well, not all your people. Half of Bohemia...
Brother, please, not now.
But if you're proceeding on that assumption...
Boleslav, I am king. Your king, too. You must trust me, not our mother.
Oh, Wenceslas. If I argue passionately, believe me, it's not only to save beloved Bohemia from shame, but to save you from destruction. But, brother, I love both passionately. Oh, that you should know.
I do. And respect the fact. Good night.
Good night.
Well... Samo, come closer to the fire. For either you are frightened or cold, and no servant of mine should tremble for either. But as you can see, we have family squabbles up here, just as you have them down there in the forest, eh?
Yes, sir.
And if anything does frighten you while I'm otherwise busy, then you go to the castellan's wife, the Lady Beatrix. She is the most compassionate creature in the whole castle. Yet, if anything very deeply troubles you, then, busy or not, you are to come to me. You are my page. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Samo.
Sir?
You did not always talk with a lisp, did you?
No, sir. I hurt my tongue.
Yes. There's blood at the corner of your mouth. How did you do that?
I bit it, eating my food.
Sammo, your face is saying rather a different thing to me than your tongue is. Your family had a reputation for honesty.
Sir?
You cannot be in my service, you know, if you do not tell the truth. This is not the truth, is it?
No.
Then why are you afraid to tell me it?
Because I fell out of a tree and struck my chin and I bit my tongue falling.
I see. All right, boy, run along now. Go to the Lady Beatrix and let her put some salve on that after you eat.
Sire.
And, Sammo, your tabard is on inside out. Put it right, or in the kitchen they'll laugh at you, and to be laughed at on a first day in a new place is not very nice, is it?
No, sir. No.
Look out, boy.
I'm sorry.
Goat. Oh, but it's all right. What we've dropped is not breakable, at least when it's signed. The Articles of Agreement, Your Majesty. Pick them up, boy.
Pick up the papers, Sammo.
Majesty.
Sammo is my new page.
Ah.
Cheer up, boy. This is Machi, the Castellan.
Pleased to meet you. Well, almost, for you nearly winded me.
Now, off you go to the Lady Beatrix. She will dry your tears.
Come now. Sammo is the name of a hero. This isn't very heroic.
Sorry, Lady Beatrix.
You cry so over a little hurt.
Oh, it's not my tongue. It's that I told him a lie, and I've never...
Shh! Here comes Prince Boleslav.
What's that? Why is the boy weeping? Why are you crying, boy?
Oh, because he says he told the king a little lie.
Did he? Leave the boy to me, Beatrix. Leave him.
Very well. Don't keep him long from his bed. The boy's tired out.
So we are a liar, are we?
No, Excellency. No, the lie I told the king was about my tongue. I said I'd hurt it falling out of a tree.
Hmm. And how'd I know that isn't a lie to me now?
No, no, please, it's true.
It had better be. It's a much longer drop from here down to the river rocks than from the limb of any tree. What has the king said to you so far?
Not very much.
Then come and tell not very much to the Queen Mother and me before you sleep.
Beatrix, what was the page's...
Sammo! Sorry, sir. Sorry.
She must remain within call.
Queen Drahomir...
She's not queen. She is Queen Mother.
Wenceslas has no queen.
Queen Mother Drahomir wanted to speak to me.
So did the king. And he, not Drahomir, is the ruler of Bohemia. You are not her servant. Is that clear?
Yes, Baron Machi.
Not Baron, Castellan.
Oh, Castellan.
Poor lad. With so many new things, his head's a swim like a swilled cup.
Yeah. The wine and the other silver cups, Sammo, are in there by the great fire.
And King Henry of Saxony is astir, and you and I have to usher him in. And don't hold the royal cup as if it was a peasant mug. No. You're on duty. Follow me. Your Majesty, His Highness King Henry.
Come, friend, to the fire. Thank you, Machi. Leave the boy. I'll send him for you when we need you.
Your Majesty, Your Highness. Always a very welcome blaze, the morning fire.
Yes, the sun may be up and clear, but the chill of these nights at this time of year lingers till noon. And this morning we had the benefit of a specially skilled firemaker, eh, Sammo? It was your kindling, wasn't it?
Majesty.
My new page is a forest boy. Bring the cups here. Steady.
Yes, you need a steadier hand than that, boy. Practice falconry. Nothing like a falcon on the wrist to create a steady hand.
The visitor first.
Thank you, boy.
Now, sit aside, Sammo. That's your stool. Keep an eye on the fire. This cup, shall we say, is to the keeping of peace.
I drink to that. Wenceslas, last night, You said something troubling to me, so that I am still uncertain that you are clear about what we offer, and, of course, the price. Should the boy be here?
Nothing we may now say should be secret from my people.
That, too, worries me. Your degree of trust...
Henry, my brother in Christ, by any agreement to be reached about Bohemia, you were not to be my ruler.
Forgive me. With personal concern for you.
Last night, what troubled you?
Oh, only words to the effect that the tree of state, seen as a great tree, can only be strong if it stands quite free and its roots are respected.
And with that you disagree?
No. It is that in making that statement you seem to imply that we of the Empire, and that I personally, did not want Bohemia to stand free.
But protected. I was only stressing the point that a plant protected can be overprotected. Come to this window. Boy, come. I want you to see two trees. That one, standing within the protection of the castle walls, my grandmother, Ludmilla, planted. As a sapling, it was taken from the river forest down there. It has sun, it has air, but it has never been buffeted by any great wind, and by the wall its roots are limited. It has never thrived. In fact, next year it will probably be a dead thing. But down there, and over the river by the forest edge, is a great tree that has always been an entire delight to me. It stands free of the forest, but is neighbor to the whole empire of trees beyond. It enjoys the freedom of a tree in good native soil, open not only to the sun and the rain, but to the buffet of healthy winds also. It thrives. It will survive.
Even storms?
Even storms.
But not uprooting tempests?
Not tempests, no.
And from tempests, we would protect Bohemia. Tempests which will come to you from beyond the giant mountains, beyond your forest lands.
The Magyar hordes.
And the sword of Cilicia. And all the barbarian threat now building against Bohemia. Against these you simply cannot stand alone, now can you?
Close the shutters, boy.
Wenceslas, why won't you give me your decision? Why won't you trust me? You who are so trustful of others.
It offends you, I know.
Oh, no. This is a matter above persons and the personal. But I must now begin my journey back, and if I do not go carrying your agreement, well...
Please, dear brother in majesty, sit.
Thank you.
Sammo, pass that wooden casket to me. Thank you. Here, in the fire, is warmth. Here we have wine and bread. And here, for the moment, we have that peace within which can be nourished by these. This is all we need for life to be sustained in us, and God to give that life wonder. All the rest is greed and ambitious illusions. My desire is simply that every man, woman, and child within our little Bohemia should have that peace and the provision to enjoy these needs. And if the general achievement of this were to reduce me and my own household to the same peasant simplicity, I'd praise God for it. I've tasted its joy. And the sooner we reach this simplicity, the sooner life lived as praise can be every man's privilege, and peace not be the mere negation of strife, but a positive joy.
Oh, a dream, Wenceslas, a sentimental, though a lovely dream.
Neither sentimental nor a dream.
In this world, a dream, yes. But you cannot live your life as though you were an anonymous monk. And it is the dreamer in you that worries me. To be regal is to face the reality that crowns bring crosses.
I am talking of reality. It was not dreaming to have tended the vines and pressed the grapes which made this wine. I did so.
It was not dreaming to scythe the standing wheat, thrash the chaff from the true grain, and see this bread into the oven and out again. I did so. Is it not a reality that you have come here and have honored me with these deep deliberations, and peacefully, not because you fear me, not because I hold immense forces as you do, or the rich resources of empire? You could so easily have overrun all Bohemia. And if you have held off, is it not because that deep in you, as in any man truly alerted to the goodness of God, you do realize, and not just at the altar, symbolically, that the bread, the wine, the warmth is enough, and his peace praised abundantly is the fulfillment of man?
Oh, the world. This wide world, what will it do to you, dear Wenceslas? I came alone, yes, because of you and what you are. And having come, I am more than ever determined to be your protector, and so the protector of your Bohemia. Therefore, do you accept our protection? Do you?
There is still one thing.
I need an answer now.
But this thing is crucial to what we would agree and to the whole success of that agreement. Because for my people to accept, it is the most difficult condition of all.
What condition?
The presence on Bohemian soil of foreign soldiery.
Foreign soldiery? But Christian knights and Christian fighting men who would defend to the death all you so dearly believe in.
But who to our peasants are foreigners? It is I who am now being the realist, because I know my proud people. Why need any force be stationed on our soil when on any sign of invasion we can call upon
your... You have not admitted one blatant reality. That you have a house divided. There therefore has to be a force left here. If only sufficient to support you in any castle revolution.
What have you been told?
Oh, Wenceslas, I don't have to be told. I have eyes, I have ears, so have you. You are a house divided. And you know it. Your mother, your brother, the senior baron who would command all the royal levies, Baron Croc, and half the barons, too, are heathens. And they don't think, they don't act as you do. They cannot tolerate your belief. Or do you deny it?
No, I do not.
Ah, your own mother. When Ludmilla stood in her way, bravely teaching you the love of Christ, poisoned...
I know.
The boy. No, you need me. Bohemia needs me. And our protection. But I thought that under the one God we had agreed... Boy, these documents...
Majesty.
Wenceslas, I cannot wait. I will not make this offer again. Now, do you now accept our protection? These are, we agree, the only points at issue. Do you accept them? That as a token tribute, you render annually 120 head of cattle and 600 marks. That also they shall remain within your immediate royal domain. At your call, though under our command, 40 mounted knights and 100 armed men, that upon these acceptances Bohemia becomes tributary to the empire, yet ruled by you, and that rule to be under the letters of the law now native to her. That this is done in the spirit of the laws of God, as we jointly do reverence them within the revelations of Christ. There. Now do you, beloved Wenceslas, accept this? And now, do you? Do you?
I do.
Then sign these, and let us drain our cups, and let me clasp you to my heart. Oh, I'm not unmindful of your anguish, and of the personal strain.
Samo.
Sire?
Fetch Castellan Machi. Let my royal seal be brought.
Mother? The boy's been sent to fetch the royal seal. And that can mean only one thing.
Agreement.
This may be him. Ah, good boy. Here he is, Mother.
Bring him close to the window.
The better to see if you are lying, Samuel.
Boleslav, leave this to me. Now, Samuel, the only reason for my asking you questions is that you may help me to save Bohemia.
Yes, Majesty.
I don't think you're too young to understand that my own sad son, your king, has been misled by lies told of him by foreign priests. Now, their only aim is to lead us all in chains into their so-called holy empire. Now, Samuel, what did the king, our Wenceslas, say to Henry of Germany?
He said so many things, ma'am, how can I remember them all?
Samuel, did you hear either king speak of Bohemia and its protection?
Wenceslas only wants peace. He said so.
But did he say anything to the Saxon king about accepting the empire's protection?
Well, did he?
Oh, boy, it's a simple question.
Wenceslas is a good man, ma'am.
And Henry the Fowler is a bad man. Now, surely you could see that.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Samuel, did Wenceslas say yes to Henry's offer of protection?
Yes, ma'am, but he...
So, my God, it's done.
And in agreeing, did Wenceslas talk of any conditions about tribute of goods, cattle?
Or men, fighting men.
Fighting men? Oh!
What do you mean? Oh.
Well, only a few soldiers, mounted knights, Christian knights.
Christian knights.
What to do?
Stay here when his armies go.
Frankish soldiery on our soil. Why?
If you do not fully tell us the truth.
But I couldn't hear it all.
You could hear enough.
He must have given a reason to Wenceslas for leaving any soldiery here.
And some of the words I didn't understand.
You don't have to understand.
We shall understand.
He said the knights were to stop a castle revolution.
Oh, and let his lovely knights stay. For it will take all of the Imperial Army now to stop Croc and the Barons and me.
Be quiet, fool. The seal must be set.
And there go our protectors. Samo, for being a better servant of Bohemia than my beloved fool of a brother, take this. It's my hunting dagger. Take it, I've others. Take it. Now go.
Samu.
Majesty.
Before supper, come back here. There is something I need you to do for me.
Majesty.
This is a day of shame for me, as a mother and as a Bohemian.
Now at last the issue's clear. Oh, need we be so solemn, Mama?
Tomorrow was his birthday. The day I gave him birth.
What's this? Samo, this won't do, Ashna. Oh, surely don't want to shame yourself before the whole kitchen.
No.
Straighten up, boy. What's this dagger? God, boy, you haven't done something foolish, have you?
I want to go home. I just want to go home.
Oh, dear me. Listen, Samo, I want to go home too. My home's far away, beyond the western forest, in the hills where the Vultava rises. I love it. When I first came here as my dear Machi's bride, I cried. Yes, I cried every day for a month. Even though I love Machi, even though Wenceslas was kindness itself, homesickness is as natural a thing as seasickness is on the sea. Now, where'd you get this dagger?
Prince Boleslav gave it to me.
Why? Samuel, what has Boleslav been saying to you?
I want to go home.
Now, just stop it, Samuel. You're not a baby. You're royal page to the King of Bohemia. Take my handkerchief.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so you should be. Now, stand up. Straighten your tabard. You're going to walk with me right through the great kitchen just as though nothing had happened. Then, in Matchy's private chamber, you and I will write a letter home. A nice letter.
I can't write very much.
Hmm. A and I write it for you. Now, follow me in no tearful nonsense. All right?
Castellan! Castellan!
Your Majesty, a moment, Baron Krogner. Sire.
Castellan, this is Prince Vasily Voronov, who will be my knight commander, remaining in command of our Bohemian detachment.
Your Bohemian?
I mean the fighting men of the Imperial force whom I now leave with you on Bohemian soil. Prince Voronov, this is the King's Castellan Marchi.
Welcome.
Allow the welcome to come from me. This is Baron Krok, who, in any emergency, has all the baronial levies brought under his command.
Your Majesty's servant, sir.
Baron?
And before your Majesty's departure, may Baron Krok and I see the Prince's knights and their men on their way to their encampment?
Certainly. The Prince Vasily himself will follow. He and I have to take our farewells. Vasily?
Sire.
Vasily, this Baron Krok, he is Drahomira's man, comes of her tribe, the heathen Lutices. He is not to be trusted. In any emergency, only obey orders from Wenceslas or from me.
From you, but Highness,
withdraw through the country, certain sick knights falling by the way will create a chain of mounted men as far as the border. Understand?
Understood. Is King Wenceslas informed of this?
No. This is a secret between myself and you and the Almighty. For when the blood flows and these baronial vultures tear at the king, we, the falcons, must be ready to fly. 100 hooded and ready mounted will be kept over the border.
Majesty, I understand.
But while here, do everything in your power to create, Christian friendship between your knights and these people. Marchi, the Castellan, is to be trusted. Adieu.
Sire, adieu. And may God protect us. Though protect us.
Is being very kind to me.
Not unpleasant for me to write down. Thank you, Sam.
And please, Uncle. Oh.
What's wrong?
My Uncle Yanni can't read.
Isn't there somebody who could...
Oh, Teta. Yes, she can read.
And who's Teta?
My cousin. Can I say something more?
Yes. In any case, you must finish it properly.
Please, Uncle Yanni, give my love to Teta. I so miss her.
Now.
Sorry.
Let's just say I so miss her company and all my friends of the forest, your affectionate nephew. Can you sign your name?
Oh, yes, Teta taught me.
The men now bringing the winter wood in can take you down to the ferryman. Your name here.
Yeah.
And Sammo.
Yes, my lady.
All love for you isn't just down there in your old home. If you went from here now, I'd miss you. Now go.
Yes, my lady.
Oh, now steady, boy.
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, don't make a habit of butting into me every time I open a door.
Sorry, Castellan Marchi.
Marchi, the child doesn't understand your fun.
Homesickness?
Yes, I think so.
What's this?
Oh, it's a letter home I wrote for the boy.
Don't spoil him. I must try what weeping can do for me.
Idiot. But, Marchi, dearest, I think Boleslav's trying to make use of that boy.
For what purpose?
Spying on the king.
Oh, he's a good boy. Trustworthy, isn't he?
I think so, but he's very frightened. In the letter here, he says to his uncle, but it's Prince Boleslav I'm scared of, and I don't want to have to do anything bad for the king. He's so good to me.
Didn't you question the boy about that?
Oh, the least pressures. You could see he burst into tears. But Boleslav's given him a present of a hunting knife.
Devil, to make use of a frightened child. Well, I'll tackle him in the morning. Oh, what a day. But one I believe that is going to be the start of another peaceful chapter in our history. Unless...
Yes, Krok. Dear Krok. A strange sunset.
End to a strange day.
An end to much more for me.
Well, don't think you've seen the end of Henry the Fowler. They're all birds of a feather, your imperialists. Righteous to a degree and rascals in pursuit of what they see as right. It's going to be hard to see hundreds still roosting here and eating our grain while we pay in beef. All for the privilege of holy protection. Ah, but I must not trouble your Majesty's rest.
Oh, that's trouble beyond sleeping now.
Yet a good night to my beloved queen.
Beloved queen? Setting the clock back, old warhorse?
Would that I could. Sleep as you can. The night watch is still Bohemian, and it's watching the watchers.
When Wenceslas was too young to reign and I ruled, were you happier then?
Good God, need you ask?
And if Boleslav ruled?
Well, again, need you ask? Still too hot-headed.
I had to ask. Oh, open the door, Krok. I know who it is.
Come in, boy.
Samo, come here.
Yes, Majesty.
Samo, the king will be wanting his supper. Here's the wine in his silver cup, and here's the wheaten bread, and with it this cheese, which is an old favorite with him. Take them up, and take them in, and don't spill any on the way.
Majesty.
And Samo, this you must say to my dear son, the king, that I have not forgotten his birthday and all the hope born with him upon that day, and that my love for him remains as deep and as true as it is for Bohemia, and that is an end of it.
Boy, you're late. The king's been asking for you. Where have you been?
To your mother, sir, to fetch the king's supper.
And why aren't you wearing the dagger I gave you? And watch out, you'll spill the wine. Wait. You say you fetched this bread and wine from my mother, not from the cook in the kitchens?
Yes.
She prepared it with her own hands?
It was for his birthday. Something special. Something...
Oh. Now sit there. I won't be long.
But...
Don't talk to anyone. You hear?
Sir.
Wences. Yes. I knew there were bound to be questions from Mother and you before the sky lost all its gold.
And if the question for me were not desperate, I would not interrupt you at your prayers.
Oh, I wasn't praying. I was simply kneeling by the window to see along the river to the ford.
Aye. King Henry's left a rear guard there, which is intended for a vanguard one day.
No. These are men of peace. Peace, Boleslav, is King Henry's aim, as mine.
Wenceslas, you know that whatever our differences may be, however violent our arguments, there is... And will always be in me a real love of you.
Oh, I've never had any difficulty, Boleslav, in believing that you, in your hot heart, loved me.
Then in that love now, let me plead with you to make me a promise. It can be a private promise between us. That as soon as his army is beyond Bohemia, you will tear up this treaty with Henry, which I know he'll never on his side honor.
Are you asking me, the king of Bohemia, to break my solemn pledge to a great Christian king made after painful and full consideration? Where then would be the contract between princes and nations?
Look at me, brother. Look. I know my reputation for hot-headedness, but now, clearly and calmly... Seeing more than you see and caring for Bohemia even more deeply than you.
Yes, for Bohemia. An idea, a pride, a principle, but not for its people.
Its people, its land, its history, us, you. I tell you that if tonight, if now, you will not solemnly promise me that you will revoke this treaty, which takes away our ancient independence, then I will not answer for your life. In fact... I cannot.
Are you threatening me with death?
No. I am pleading with you for your life. Oh, Wenceslas, we know that we both came crying from the one woman's womb. I and me probably screaming. For it is I who have inherited the violence native in her. But now, if you will not be our passionate father's son and fight the invaders, then I cannot save you. Wenceslas, for God's sake...
My life is not in human hands alone. And I do fight. And the passion of our parents is in me. I fight. But the enemy I fight is deep in you, in me, and in all of us. A dragon of destruction who, if not fought off, will inevitably see the destruction of family, castle, land, and all the people, whoever they may be, of Bohemia, Moravia, Gaul, Saxony. Oh, certainly I am no hooded bird of prey tied to an emperor's wrist, nor am I the eagle on the battle banners of our heroic father, but neither am I the passionless dove you take me to be. For the dove of life, as my Christ knew, has all the passion of creation in it, for the rage of creation ran through the Creator in the making of man. I will create peace for this people. Because their need is 7 more years of creative peace. 7 years to grow to the grace and strength where we may truly say, in our Bohemia is the new Eden, where men live to tend the garden that was God's and is ours, and where we take joy in the fruits of it.
If you so love... as so obviously you do, the peasant life, why not go and be a peasant? Let me, not Henry the Fowler, protect you. Keep your Christ. Renounce your crown. Live like a monk in the woods you love.
And Bohemia?
Leave her to me. Or else.
Or else.
Or else. Kill me and imprison our mother. Because neither of us will ever allow this subjection to the Empire to happen. This is despair, not hate of you. The coming day is your birthday. Make it a new beginning. Promise me to stand aside, as I know in your heart you would love to do. Be your man of peace, and appoint me, not our mother, to be your successor. Wenceslas.
Brother, no. God bless you for the love in this. But no. And good night.
Boy, why are you sitting here staring at the king's cup?
Prince Boleslav told me to wait here.
Boleslav?
Castellan Maggi. When they say that Drahomira killed Ludmila...
Samo!
Yes, what about Drahomira? Samo!
Maggi, the boy's wanted in there with the king's supper. Move, boy!
But Boleslav, the king's page comes under my orders.
And you may come under mine sooner than you think. So, go in, boy.
Oh, Samo. Oh, it is a cold cup. Ha! Take the poker here, push it in where the red embers are. That's it. I will show you how to mull a good cup of wine. Why are you so silent, Samo? You're not happy here, are you? Don't hold onto the poker so, or it'll burn you. When the other end is red hot, we take it up with this leather glove, and then we plunge it into this cup of wine to mull it. I have spices here in this little casket, see? Boy, have you nothing to say to me?
Majesty, your mother...
What of her?
She said to tell you that she'd not forgotten your birthday, and the hopes... She said the hopes born with you.
Yes. I know her hopes, Sam. Did she say anything more?
That she loves you.
Not something you believe, boy, is it?
No.
Well, that's honest. Yet it is true. My terrible mother terribly loves me. Now, take my cup in your hands again. In goes the spice. Hold it still. See, the poker's red hot. Hold out the cup. Head back for the fizz. Smell the spice. Now, hand me the cup. Samo, I said, give me the cup. What's the matter with you, boy? Samo, in God's name!
I want to die.
The boy gulped my wine. Oh. When I tried to wrest the cup from him, he threw the contents onto the fire.
I want to die.
Quick, Beatrice, take the boy with you. Make him sick. Make him vomit. Quickly.
Quickly, Samo.
And keep him with you. Let no others know. Beatrix tells me it was your mother prepared the cup tonight.
Oh, dear God, no.
And the food.
Who's there?
Mother.
Boleslav, is that you? Wait. Wenceslas.
Mother. You had not expected to see me again, had you?
I was startled to see you standing there, like the ghost of your father.
The boy drank the wine. Yes, the boy. He will live. A pig ate the food. It is dead.
Why, Mother? Why ask when you know the answer? To save Bohemia.
By murder of your own son? At the risk of damnation to your own soul?
Better far than I.
still loving you should kill you now, than that later the people in panic and hate should tear you to pieces.
That my people will never do.
They are not your people, they are Bohemia's people. Only you are through my folly in ceding the crown to you because of age and the advice of idiots.
They are mine, mother, only through a love which our crown has begun to mean and must go on meaning.
By selling their freedom, by crippling their native spirit through concessions to the creeping priests of Rome?
No.
Yes. I wished you dead. I wish you dead now, if nothing will change your course. So, put me in chains. Kill me. For I will not change. And I will not wait to see here in life what so clearly I've seen in my dreadful dreams. I've seen Bohemians in screaming despair, swarming in their thousands from our forests out there, and on up here to kill their king. Kill me now, for I want to be our king's killer. Wenceslas.
Oh, you will not die, but at my hands. Nor will Boleslav.
Boleslav did not know.
Oh, he knew. Or he guessed.
Where are you going? Wenceslas! Wenceslas!
Samo? Samo? It's all right. You'll be all right now. That was a brave thing to do. The king came in and he kissed your head as you slept. What is it? My sword.
My sword.
What's wrong?
My cloak. The king. He's walked out into the night going God knows where. How are you, boy?
I'm all right.
But, Machi, the king...
I'll come back as soon as I know where he's gone. Good boy, Samo. You've saved the king's life.
Has the king gone from the castle, eh?
Machi says so.
He'll come back, won't he?
Oh, of course. Now lie still. Boleslav, how dare you come in here without permission?
I want the boy.
No. He's sick.
I'm not sick now. And if you touch Lady Beatrix or me, I'll plunge this dagger into you.
So my own dagger is to dispatch me like a pig, huh? Spirit, eh? Well, young Bohemian, with the way things are moving, we'll need a few spirited Bohemians about, but...
Oh, Samo!
Young devil, quick, bind this up. If he's run off, I'll set the dogs on him.
No, Croc, no. Nor has Machi found which way he went.
And the boy?
Oh, Boleslav will start a full hunt for him in the morning. He's lost a lot of blood.
Do Boleslav good. But did Wenceslas give you no idea why or where?
Croc, we know why.
Yes, and so does Machi. Beatrix and the boy, too.
Ah, this was ill-planned, Your Majesty. They'll have to be somehow silenced or word will get out. And his knights will get to Henry in Saxony. Any attack on the king and the excuse for that invasion is there. Too soon, Drahomira, too soon. Ah, Boleslav, no news?
Mother? His monk's garb's gone.
Well, then once again he'll be walking among his people like an unknown monk in the stupid belief that he can get to know the will of the people. And he's gone because he couldn't bear the truth, I told him.
What matters now is what we will do while he's gone, which is to prepare for war.
Yes. Listen to them. Listen. The Saxon fowlers, sweet Christian knights, encamped by the ford. And singing what? What song, Mother, eh?
Our harvest festival song.
Sickle in the sheaf? Yes, it is.
But how could they know it?
Probably schooling the song before they ever left Saxony.
Ah, sly, sly.
Sickening. So, while my holy brother is out of the way, let's get rid of these sly invaders.
No!
What? Have you weakened too?
No. Let the big battle come, but I need more time to prepare.
Great God, man, you're in Bohemia now. Slip these singing throats tonight. Sound your war horns at dawn, and by noon there will be hundreds of men pouring forth from the forests, the meadows, the mountains.
Aye, men on foot, and mostly armed at best with dagger and spear. But those Saxons singing now are mostly mounted men and armored. The horses we have bred. But we are still breeding men who are able to ride to the sword and the lance. It needs training, it needs time, which, thank God, Wenceslas has given us.
Yes.
till word gets back to Henry that Bohemia has no king.
All that Henry's Varenov need know is that Wenceslas has gone on a holy pilgrimage to various local shrines within the kingdom.
You, Boleslav, you will hunt down the boy and bring him here.
You will not, old woman. Now order me. I will do what I will do.
Boleslav! Prince Boleslav! If you defy the orders of our queen, I will be obliged to imprison you for treason. Your mother, our queen, voluntarily vacated the throne for your brother. He has gone, deserted the throne and the crown, and the throne reverts to...
God's mother. It is not only the Saxons who are sly, not just Henry the German who seeks a power that I am entitled to. An old devil who seeks it stands behind you now.
No. No, let him go. All his rage will be vented on the boy, if he finds him.
Uncle Yanni!
Why, all this marvellous. What have you dragged out here?
Surprise, Yanni, eh?
It's your own little donkey cart, decorated for the harvest festival.
And we're the donkeys to have dragged it right out here through the wood.
I wanted you, Uncle Yanni, to see how well Igor and I had decorated it.
Lord Tetter, I didn't know there were that many wild roses left in the forest.
There are.
She made most of them out of cloth.
A clever girl, isn't she? I suppose this flower of the flowers of the forest, Igor, will be all petalled up in a fancy dress and sitting on the cart the great day waiting... Shall we say, expecting to be crowned Queen of the Harvest?
Don't be silly, Uncle Yanni.
It might be silly to expect anyone else to win.
Oh, don't be a donkey.
Well, I will be, more or less, for I'm to be the front part of the festival horse pulling this.
Well, stop the horseplay and let's have the food.
There's Samuel's letter. You said you wanted it, didn't you?
All right, read it over to me. All morning my old brain's been sawing and sawing away at the edges of what the boy meant by that bit about Prince Boleslav.
But it's... Prince Boleslav I'm afraid of, and I do not want to have to do...
that's it.
Anything bad for the king.
Anything bad for the king. See, it worries you too, doesn't it?
Do you think you should go up to the castle?
Dear God!
What is it?
That's Samuel. Look! He's coming through the trees.
Petal! Uncle Yanni! Uncle Yanni!
Boy, what in the great God's name are you doing down here?
I've run away... Last night...
You've run away from the castle?
Oh, Samuel!
You young idiot. What do you want to do? Shame your family and bring the king's anger down upon me?
No, you don't understand.
I'll understand, all right, and so will you when I get you up there.
No!
What did you say?
You don't understand. I can't go back.
Samuel.
Why not, Samuel?
They'd kill me.
Who?
Dravomira, Boleslav, Baron Krok.
The king wouldn't...
The king's gone.
Gone?
Dear God, he's not...
Oh, no, he's not dead. But Dragomira tried to...
Hush, boy. Hold your tongue and come with us back to the hut. Come, boy.
But Uncle Yanni, where could I go?
All right. Just let's get you out of sight.
I didn't mean to come here and bring trouble to you, Uncle Yanni. But when I swam the river, I was so cold.
All right.
I left my tabard by the river shore so they'd think I drowned.
All right, we'll work on that. Just be quiet, boy, and do as you've been told.
It is understood by me, Baron Krok, yet it is a long duration of the king to be from the castle, no?
We have a king, Varenov, who does not know discipline as you and I do as soldiers. Oh, a good king... Too good a man, perhaps, for this world.
As was our savior?
Yes. But when your Christus told his faithful band that he would be crucified and rise on the third day, he at least kept his appointments.
A strange sense of humor you have in Bohemia.
Ah, but good tunes. You Christians sing well.
Thank you. And in the castle, all is peace.
Why not?
And the castellan, Mathieu, he is well, because he has ceased visiting our camp.
No, he went out after the king and... hasn't yet come back.
Boleslav, if you drink less, I'd get more sense out of you. Where is Machi now?
The dungeon's still in chains.
Beatrix, too.
Beatrix, too.
And still no sight of the boy?
The boy's drowned. They fished out more of his clothes.
But no body.
Not yet. But I've seen the man of straw at the Spring Festival swept right down to Rotoslavy before it surfaced again. Even I wouldn't have swum the river that night. He had spirit. I could have made a fighting man out of him.
Oh, don't fill that goblet again unless you want to drown in wine.
It's Harvest Festival. It's time for drinking, and it's more than time for fighting. Isn't King Croc ready yet?
King Croc?
Oh, make up your mind, Mother. That old war horse is not after a crock of gold. He wants the crown of Bohemia on his thick skull, and our skulls in his hairy hands. Well, you wait and see. But beyond the harvest, I'm not waiting.
Boleslav! You must.
Why must I?
Because I cannot. God will not let me.
What are you talking about?
Let me put it simply in order to get through your thick skull. I am dying, boy.
Dying?
None of the doctors will give me more than a matter of weeks.
Mother.
Croc must not know, but you must not challenge him.
Not for the crown.
The crown will be yours in time.
In time?
The great conflict is coming soon, which will sweep away Wenceslas and all weakness. But Bohemia must be united in the fight, and the barons will obey Croc, not you.
No longer, prince.
Great God! Why was I given sons who will not see that the crown is hollow until men with majesty invest it with brain and brawn? Croc has the experience and cunning in the field to lead the barons to battle, but you must be seen bearing the banner of the eagles.
Ah, the banner boy, Mother. What am I?
Why did God give me two such sons? Oh, Bohemia, Bohemia.
Sammo,
I'm here.
Well, you didn't answer.
Oh, Tedda, why can't I be up in the hayloft where there's space to stand up? Oh, what's that?
It's meal porridge and cream.
I don't want any. I'm not hungry.
Would you rather die? Would you rather, like Marchie, spend the rest of your days in the castle dungeon? They say Lady Beatrix is there, too.
Beatrix? Oh, Tedda, when will the king come back?
Only the king knows that. Take a sip of this, please. Just to please me.
You don't suppose that in the dark of that first night they killed Wenceslas and threw him in the river?
Oh, no.
Well, just as we were pretending I was dead, they might be pretending he's alive, so that the Emperor's knights won't kill him.
No, no, he's been seen.
What?
The man who saw him could have been mistaken, of course. He said this person was unshaven and was dressed like a begging monk, but he swore it was him. And I'm sure the king is alive.
What day is it?
Don't you know?
All the days seem the same to me.
It's Harvest Festival Eve.
Oh, I'm going to miss all that. I'll even miss seeing you all dressed up as Harvest Queen.
Poor Sammo.
Please, Tedda, can't you get them to let me be up in Igor's hayloft just for that? I could peep down through the floorboards and see it all.
It will be a risk, Sammo, but I'll ask. There's going to be some very special singing, too. The soldier choir of the Knights of the Empire are taking part. They've challenged Uncle Yanis Forester's choir that they can sing the Sheaf and Sickle song better than we can.
Is Igor playing Harvest King again?
No. Marriage to me in real life is going to be enough for him. He's playing the front end of the comic horse who pulls the festival cart in. Oh! Sammo!
What is it?
I just thought of a place where you could be part of the festival and nobody would know.
What?
You might play the tail end of the horse.
Oh, Tedda, if only I could.
Young man!
Down, Weary. Sammo, down. There's a monk with a beard of a goat coming our way.
Not so much of a man, Holy Father, as half a horse.
Well, such a splendid festival cart deserves an intelligent horse. So, may I ask you, what is this singing in there in the barn?
Oh, Father, you're not just a stranger to these parts, but a stranger to Bohemia if you don't know that song.
Oh, I know the song. Just the singers I would know.
Oh, you should too. They're Christian fighting men of the unholy, holy empire. Good God. Oh, I'm sorry, Father.
Why? What is it?
Well, it's the judge for the singing coming this way, Baron Croc.
Croc? Son, may I go into your barn and watch?
Oh, certainly, Father. Anyone can go in.
Thank you, my son.
Igor.
Sammo, get back in. Head down. There's Croc.
Oh, I was mad to risk this for you. Stand still and pray.
Ah.
Excellency.
The winning cart, is it? Very pretty.
Thank you, Excellency.
You're the farmer's son, aren't you?
Well, in fact, Excellency, I'm only half a festival horse today.
And the hindermost half?
Inside there.
Well, hindquarters, it'll soon be over, so bear up.
When he thwacked you on the rump just now...
The voice of that monk was the voice of Wenceslas.
Quiet, quiet, please. All ready, Excellency?
When you are, Forrester.
Ready, Prince Voronoff, sire?
Ready, yes, sir.
Our honored guests from Saxony will be allowed to sing first. Give them a welcome, boys.
And you said he was dressed as a monk when that other man saw him. Oh, if only you'd let me look at him, Igor.
Well, he's in there now. When we go in... Shh, listen.
Is it time?
No. We don't go in till the winning choir has been chosen and they sing the victory repeat. Oh, no.
What is it?
Over by the old pigsty. Where Samo here. Look. There's that Baron Felix.
Boleslav.
Boleslav.
Quick. Put me on with the horse's head. Samo, we're going to draw the cart now. Right up to the big barn door where we're going. Don't hurry.
No.
Right. Here we go. Go in step, Samo. Don't hurry.
Possible choice. Both choirs a joy to hear. Congratulations, Saxon. So, in consideration of the fact that harmony is the aim, I declare this song contest to be a draw.
Very
good.
Quiet.
In consideration of the fact that festivals are for fun, let us have both choirs sing together to bring in your young harvest queen.
Go on. Tell Igor to stand ready, and here we go. Open the doors, Jan. Both doors, boy.
Silence for the Prince of Boleslav.
It's Boleslav. He's come in.
Samos, stay still.
My profuse apologies to all at this time of harvest festival.
In God's name, what is the meaning of this?
Oh, King Croc. King Cock the Crocious. Oh, the meaning of this croc is that festival wine has loosened the tongues of a few faithful peasants. And by the wagging of tongues, we are once again hot on the scent of a certain young buck. Past page to the missing monarch.
Yes,
so,
Prince Voronoff, you and your men may care to go.
Yes, Baron, I think so.
Oh, I think so, too. I've always said that our Christian competitors should go. I'm well beyond our borders.
Fool!
Thank you, Baron Croc. Come, people, foresters.
Baron Felix, let the holy horseman go, but watch the peasant.
Voronoff, this is drunken folly. To make the hunting down of a mere boy damage what I was doing now in lulling the enemy before me.
Lulling? It's been enough of a lull and lullaby, old war.
Go
out of my way.
Prince Boleslav.
Yes, please.
None in the loft. It's empty.
And none in here, Excellency. Barn's cleared.
Oh, well, let them all go along with the Saxon songsters. Wait. No. The horse, the comic horse. There are two ends to that, and both human, eh? Both peasant flesh. Dig out the demi horse.
Samo!
Run, Samo! The sod!
Danny!
difficult to say.
No!
Boleslav! Brother!
Winterslav!
Samuel! Come here, boy.
Your Majesty, Baron Krok's got away.
Prince Volanov, your mounted scouts, pursue and hold the Baron Krok, but no injury. We have yet to know what his guilt is.
By heaven, brother, we know yours.
Rope his wrists. And, Your Majesty, sit here. On the harvest throne.
Aye, mock king of the harvest. You may have sown the seed, but the harvest is going to be ripped by the imperial sickle. And the sheaves will yield the bitterest that this nation ever made.
No, brother. No bitterness, but peace in plenty. And may God keep me fit to be a king worthy to sit in this harvest throne among this people. Among a people whose will I now know is for a peace intolerable to you and a faith with a future.
Bring him closer. You'll never get me now to kneel before him.
No, Boleslav, I do not ask you to kneel to me. I only ask you to face me. And in facing me, to face these facts. That this people wants peace, needs peace to grow. And that peace is possible through Christ, through me, and without shame.
Is it without shame that you use the powers of the empire now to protect your throne and punish me, your own flesh and blood?
I have not yet punished you. And the power holding you now is no foreign force, but the native muscle of foresters entirely faithful to Bohemia. It is you that are now foreign to them and their way of life. That is the shame. And bind him. Boleslav, you are free to go from here to your own lands, but not to come back this side of my forests till God has changed you. For think, brother, what you would have done. Brutally and treacherously shed Christian blood and justified the Holy Empire in marching in to make this country run with the blood of a whole generation of men. You cannot kill evil with the sword. Those who live by it in living so die, and the dead bury the dead. Take you and your evil hopes away, and for Christ's sake, my brother, kill them in you, so that once again we may love one another. Our mother will be joining you in this banishment. Go now. Freely.
I remember this as the day when disgust of weakness made me want to spit upon our king. You are the Judas of Bohemia. Out of my way!
Oh, Majesty?
No, I don't think so. It was not wise. But when worldly wisdom would surely have been to kill one's own brother, who then is in the generation of Cain? He was drunk. He was hurt. He is proud. He will be brought to the truth.
Wenceslas?
Beatrix!
Wenceslas, Dragomira, your mother, is dead.
Dead. Dear God.
But fear died with her too, for the jailers released Machi and me, though he is crippled.
Samuel.
Majesty.
You and I have much work to do up in the castle.
St. Stephen's feast and a crackling bright fire, the king will be pleased. Your Uncle Yanni will be almost snowed up down there now. Have you seen the depth of it?
Yes. It was still falling when the king and me were giving out the gifts to the poor people.
It stopped falling now. Oh, Samo, the doctor's given me the best Christmas present I ever had. He says we can burn Matchy's crutches.
Oh,
I want to watch them burn, burning away all these nightmare nights and days.
But would the king...
Oh, I shouldn't complain. They're good ash wood. A
And you know the old rhyme, Ashwood green or ashwood brown is fit for a king with a golden crown.
Well, Sammo, are you enjoying your first Christmas in the castle?
Yes. Well, of course, Your Majesty.
You don't sound very convincing.
My candle blew out at the first blow. My Christmas Eve candle in the great kitchen, when in the great tub we all floated our little candles. You know, in the walnut shells.
Oh, that. That's just fun. Shed no tears about that, Sammo.
But don't they say that if your candle blows out at the first blow, it means bad luck for you?
Superstition, Sammo, which feeds on fear. Anyway, on Christmas Eve, when we all sliced our apples in half, and according to custom, we all looked to see if the cut through the core gave us a star, meaning sorrow, mine seemed to me quite clearly to be a cross. Yet Beatrix, looking at it, saw that it was a star. The same apple, two persons, two images. Often what we want to see is all that we do see. I see little crosses wherever I go. Crossed sticks on the ground, crossed straws today, frozen into the ice. A bird on a branch stretching its wings is to me a black cross against the sky. But we must not wish ourselves into sorrow. How will your own people be celebrating St. Stephen's feast? Oh, but of course, on St. Stephen's Eve, there is to be this special choral mass in the forest chapel.
It would disappoint Uncle Yanny if the knights don't go.
It would disappoint me. For with every such occasion, the enemy grows less and less our enemy.
Lord, Tetter, it's chill out there. They're clear. Those wolves have come uncommon close, and the moon's up. Igor and you shouldn't have come. And I'm going to see that he sees you safe home.
Igor said he heard shouting and horsemen earlier on.
They would have come early to practice.
But the shouting sounded too warlike.
They're a proud lot with their Saxon war cry always on their lips. Lay out my festival costume while I call Igor in and talk him out of going. Anyway, he sings like a sick wolf. Is that...
Prince Boleslav.
Yes, we have your husband outside. As a trussed pig, he's grunting well. But I wouldn't count on him now to sing bass at your St. Stephen's Mass.
Igor!
Is this your costume for the holy performance, old forester?
Oh, yes, Excellency.
Now get out of your peasant rags and get into it. Strip, I said. Oh, Felix, take this girl and truss her up like a swineherd swain.
Please, Excellency, she's expecting.
And then don't truss her so tight, she'll litter on you.
All's gone according to plan. We're ahead of time, so if only you were sure of the king.
I know, my brother. God bless the goddess Moon for being so alluring.
What was that?
A wolf, I think, sir.
Ah, yes. The full moon is bound to bring men out on the prowl. Go here to the window, Summer.
Coming, sir.
How crystal clear the air is.
You can almost see to the mountains.
Yes. What was that?
A wolf howling again.
No, I don't hear the sound. See, moving along the forest edge on the far side of where the river would be. Is it an animal?
Majesty, it's a man struggling through the... Oh, he's fallen down. No, he's up again.
What could he be doing out there at this time?
But he's fallen again. He's in a drift, struggling. Is something wrong with him?
Then come. We must help him. Close the shutter.
You mean go out and down there now?
This is St. Stephen's feast when my ritual is service to the poor. He is one of the poor and he is in need. My cloak! Sammo?
Here. I'm here, sir.
At least this snow is dry. Dry as flour.
But it's lying deeper the more we go down.
Step in my footsteps. And thank heaven for such a brilliant moon.
Oh.
What is it? Can you still see the man?
No, it's the old green woolen cape, Majesty. It must be my uncle, Uncle Yanny. He's fallen again, quick.
No. Slow, boy, slow. Or you'll bring an avalanche down on our backs. Shout to your uncle that we are coming on.
Uncle Yanny! Uncle Yanny! He's got up.
He's stumbling away and on into the woods. Uncle Yanni!
Surely he heard you. Try again.
Uncle Yanni! Uncle Yanni!
He's going farther in.
Well, it can't be your uncle. It's a stranger who perhaps thought us to be robbers.
No. No, Majesty. This could be a trap. The way that man dragged the cape, dragging his leg after him. Do you know what it reminded me of? Lapwings that I have seen when they try to lure Teta and me away from their nests.
A trap?
Well, why else does he keep going away? Oh, let's go back, Your Majesty.
Samo, you're beginning to talk out of fear. Samo, where are you going?
To my uncle's hut. I won't be a moment. Stay in the shadows of the trees and out of the moonlight.
Samo!
Oh, dear God. Dear God, why must all our missions of mercy be like this struggle through a forest, where every tree whispers some chill suspicion?
I couldn't find anybody. Nobody was in the hut, and the fire was burned down, and I was afraid to leave you long. But something is wrong.
But surely they would have gone to the chapel anyway. Listen. I can just hear singing now. The mass has begun. Having come thus far, let us go in and join them. Samo, don't keep stopping and starting, or we shall be too late to add our voices to theirs. An animal cry?
I don't know, but look!
Samo, Majesty.
It's him, it's my uncle, Uncle Yanni.
Oh, Samo. Oh, Samo, we heard you calling us by the hut, but Majesty, we were all tied up. You must get back to the castle right away.
What has happened?
In our chapel, it's Boleslav. He's there now.
Whose voices are those?
I tell you, Boleslav, Baron Grigor, Felix, and all their men. My forest choir are only just now gathering at my hut.
And here's wolves, too. We must go back now, Majesty.
If these knights of the Empire are murdered...
They are, Majesty. Look, over there, the wolves smelt the blood in the snow. A black horse dead. That's theirs.
God, forgive him. Well, now nothing can stop the fighting we have all dreaded most. Nothing. Unless... Yanni, take the boy with you.
No, they'll kill you.
Samo, it is a trap, and it is set for me, not you. Do as I say. Give me the lamp. Go with your uncle. Retrace our footsteps in the snow. Warn Machi, but do nothing to alarm the Saxon camp.
No!
Dear God, Samo! Did I not command you to go back?
You know that if you go across there and you go into the chapel, he'll murder you.
No. That's neither you nor I know, boy. Nor does Boleslav. God's is the universe. Only I, if anyone can save my brother now from the destruction of Bohemia. For there is no way I can move and live now except through my brother.
But what good can it do?
Good. There are times in our lives when suddenly every living moment of that time can be what our life is all about. At such times, Samo, we see that motive, cause, consequence have no meaning at all. That God's will is eternal, and eternity we may only measure in moments. If I die, what will live on may infinitely be more important than my life. Oh, I shall try to live. But the purpose of life is for me that the spirit survives. Go. Go back. For you must not, dear boy, saddle me with your life. Samo, until you go, you deny me mine. For this is my way to live.
Oh, I just...
Boleslav.
Princess, yes.
Brother. Beloved brother. I...
Beloved. Bohemia.
Go. Oh, Christ Jesus.
Leave him. Let him lie.
Bohemia! To the castle!
so the Imperial invaders came flooding back, and with them came years of devastating war, which ended in an impoverished country and a king, Boleslav, who in defeat had to agree to the same terms of tribute offered to Wenceslas in the beginning. And whether in conviction or for convenience, Boleslav embraced his brother's faith, and that faith became native to Bohemia.
In When the Snow Lay Round About, King Wenceslas was played by David Buck. Queen Drahomira, Mary Wimbush, Prince Boleslav, Philip Sully, and Samo, Rosalind Adams. Yanni, Fred Bryant, Beatrix, Diana Olsen, Baron Croc, John Westbrook, Henry of Saxony, Stephen Thorne, Prince Voronoff, Roy Spencer, Teta Christine Absalom and Igor, Anthony Daniels. The music was specially composed by David Kane, and the play was directed by David Spencer.